Welcome to Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show on the last day of July 2011. There won't be another July 2011, just so you know that. So we're going to continue on with where we left off last week on my interview.
International callers may reach George Norrie by calling your in-country Sprint access number, pressing option 5, and dialing toll-free 800-893-0903. From the City of Angels, this is Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie.
On our next Coast to Coast program, my guest, James Arthur, Mushrooms, Mankind, the Impact Mushrooms on Human Consciousness. That will be on our next Coast to Coast program. We highlighted once in the After Dark newsletter a pretty lengthy story about James Arthur and mushrooms and his views on that. You can't get those old After Darks, but you sure can participate in getting the new ones because they come out every month. Here's how you can order it. 1-888-727-5505. 1-888-727-5505. Of course, you can go on the website, too. It's safe and secure, coasttocoastam.com. And with all of that, not only do you get the newsletter once a month, you'll get a free CD, one of Art Bell's earlier interviews with the late Father Malachi Martin on exorcisms. Listen to this, dim down the lights, and you'll have a great time. It'll be collector's item number one. Website, coasttocoastam.com, or right off the phone, 1-888-727-5505. Fred, in everything you've written in the book, and there are many things, is there one thing that stands out that you find to be the most fascinating?
That's a good question. I'm afraid you wouldn't ask me that. Being a good interviewer, I guess you would have to. I don't know. I think that probably by explanation of negative female and male energies was pretty much one of the nice things that the yin and yang force, because it really explains a lot of phenomena in our bodies today. That's a lot of fun. And, of course, I had a blast doing that spaceship engine in the back.
Oh, that was good. And I'll tell you, the levitation drawings are great.
Oh, yeah, we used to do that. You know, the TM of America bought our stairwave generator, the radiators. And we started that hopping stuff. Tom Heavy was a friend of mine at the time, and they had it up at Montecito. And that's when that began. Where you've probably seen them, like, on the Regis and Cassie show or the Regis and
yes.
Cassie show. And they're all doing the hopping. That all started with our... with our radiators, you know, the device we make that allows you to do that kind of stuff.
Levitation, that fascinates me.
Yeah. And by the way, just real quick, we have an 800 number, too.
Okay, give that out.
Yeah, because a lot of people want that. It's 800 800-729-2603. It's 800-729-2603. Because I don't think I saw it on your website tonight.
Okay, I'll make sure Lex puts that up there. 800-729-2603.
Yeah, and we will get back to everybody. We have additional answering personnel to take calls because we always get swamped, and we'll get back to everybody.
All right, very glad. It's ringing already. I hear it in the background.
Yeah.
West of the Rockies, welcome to Coast. You're on the air with us. Hi there.
Hello, this is Dirk in Strawberry, Arizona.
Oh, yeah, I love that name, Strawberry, Arizona.
Well, George, it took me 10 years, but I think it was appropriate I got on tonight.
Well, good for
Dr. Bell, I've always regarded your information as some of the best on the planet.
Oh, thank you.
When I left UC Irvine to move to Sedona, I started managing bookstores and made sure I always had a copy of your Death of Ignorance. And,
oh, yeah, it's a good old book.
Yeah.
I love that one. We still sell a lot of those now.
What did you do over at UCI? I was a laser technician in a biology lab doing cancer research and biology research.
Oh, that's fascinating. That's great.
Yeah. Anyway, people used to walk into the bookstore and pick up on my own connection with the Andromeda Galaxy for some reason, and that's something that I'd always had an affinity for.
Yeah.
And when I read Billy Meyer's contact notes, I found out that there was a relationship between the Pleiadians and the Andromeda.
Right. It's all hierarchical, you know. It's all hierarchy. And then, as far as I could tell, you get up to a certain level of extraterrestrial, and they call a spaceship transport Sekhofem, and they start getting into the lower angelic kingdoms, you know. I mean, we call them, you know,
right,
higher beings. We all get there eventually, yeah.
And that's what I wanted to ask, if you could go into a little bit more of the relationship between the Andromedans and the Pleiadians.
Well, the Pleiadians are, you know, the terrestrial people, us, used to live before the downfall of Atlantis around 12,000 B.C. We lived, you know, like Methuselah, 400 or 500 years before we messed up our auric field. Then the Pleiadians live about 1,500 years. And so you have a different lifestyle. The Andromedans live about 5,000 years. And I know for a fact when you photograph an Andromedan, when they look human-like, when you develop a picture, it looks kind of like a fuzzy white light where they are. You get an impression of the human body, but this white kind of a cocoon-looking thing appears. So they're really a higher being that only reflects what we see off of them. Beyond them, there are the Lyrians or another group, and they just go higher and higher and longer in life, in longevity. The interesting thing about the Andromedans is they live about 5,000 years, and they do something, and they sort of like re-manifest themselves in 5 minutes. So, and then they go another 5,000 years. So they're pretty eternal kind of people, you know, beings. But they still use spaceships, which I thought kind of interesting, you know, because they use these big cigar crafts and stuff. And I wrote about that in my first experience. I think it's in that book, and maybe even a drawing. I'm not sure.
Right.
Yeah, and then there are questions being beyond that, but I've never really got into all those. There's certain contactees around the world that have gone into some of these other areas. I know Sinyasi told Billy there's over 1,000 races visiting the human race.
1,000?
Yeah.
What do you know about the reptilians?
Not a whole lot, except that they are kind of the overseers of the greys. They're not exactly the nicest looking creatures that you would see. They are more of a praying mantis type creature. You know, I had a contact with an Argonian once, and he had a kind of a gorilla looking look to him, but it was a very high being. But the reptilians are so negative, there's actually a consciousness dedicated to them.
The gorilla being looked like Chewbacca from Star Wars.
Yeah, there you go. There's a lot of different beings out there.
Let's go east of the Rockies. Welcome to Coast. Hi there.
Hey there, Dr. Bell and Mr. Norrie. I have a question for Dr. Bell. If he's familiar with Aaron Donahue and what his comments are on his ideology, and I'll get off the line while he comments.
I don't really know who he is.
Aaron Donahue guessed a couple of weeks ago. He is a Luciferian. He practices that religion.
Uh-huh.
He believes in that, but he also believes in extraterrestrial life.
Oh, okay. I whatever works for him is fine. I have to admit there's certain things I do know a bit about, and there's certain things I know nothing about, and I don't even know exactly what the Luciferian theology ideals are based upon.
Mm-hmm.
I know what Lucifer is.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. but I mean, I don't know. And there are so many, there's so many names for these demonic creatures that come up from the past. Lucifer, of course, being a very...
Are the Greys the worst of the bunch?
I would say that the reptilians were worse.
You would?
Yeah, but just a little bit I know about them, you know. I'm not an expert in any of those areas. I only had direct contact with the Argonians, the Pleiadians, and the Andromedans, pretty much, in the Greys.
Why haven't we been just completely overtaken by one of these hateful races?
Well, the Greys, we've had protection, you know. I worked on Star Wars back when I was at Autodynamics before I went to NASA, and we worked on some pretty powerful laser stuff. And I think that you've probably seen some of these shots taken out of the shuttle where
the
beam comes out, the ship jumps off to the side. We got some pretty heavy stuff. I saw them blow up a gray mothership one time. And they're made out of beryllium, and when they get hit, you get this huge streaming green flash halfway across the U.S. or something. That's what happened. What happened in Newport Beach several years ago in October.
So we are fighting back.
Oh yeah, you bet we are. Yeah, we haven't got into that. The weapons technology is awesome, what we've got now, the new stuff.
Where do we get it? Pleiadians help us?
Yeah, some of it, and some of it we got from the Greys.
Are there intergalactic wars out there, Fred?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't know a lot about it, but there aren't too many around us, but there are. I mean, that goes on. I mean, that probably will go on and on and on. Yeah, there are, but not so much around here.
All right, first-time caller line, your turn. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Yeah, hi, George. I'm a caller from Fresno, KMJ. Name's Ernie. Dr. Bauer, you mentioned something about tinnitus ringing in the ear.
Tinnitus, yeah.
Yeah, what do you take for that again?
Lecithin.
And coconut oil you mentioned?
Yeah, well, coconut, coconut is a good source of lecithin, but lecithin is a much more concentrated form of it, and coconuts are kind of hard to chew and everything. So coconut oil, you know, but lecithin is the main thing you use. And also the omega-3, linoleic acid, then also flaxseed oil works really well, and vitamin E.
Should I be taking all of these? I've got a horrible case of it.
Yeah, Ben?
Yeah.
I have a horrible case.
He's
of
got
it.
A bad
I've
case.
Been taking all of these?
Yeah. And then we have a thing called a gold power dome that would help a lot, too. It would relieve the stress and tension in the central nervous system. Look it up on our website. It's called a gold power dome. It's the thing you put on your head.
Okay, I should take lecithin, omega-3, and flaxseed oil, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And what did you say caused that again?
It's the fatty tissue between the nerves is worn down by stress.
Uh-huh.
It could be lack of sleep, a bad job, loud noises, a million different things will do it.
Right. How long will it take for me to knock that out?
Huh?
How long will it take for me to knock that out with that?
Well, it depends on the source of stress. You know, everybody's different. Some people could be fairly quickly, and other people it takes a few years. It all depends. I'd have to go into the, understand more about this, how bad it is and what's causing it.
Is that painful, Ernie?
Oh, no, it's not painful. It's just extremely noisy. I mean, it's a scale of 9 to 10, 1 to 10 is on a 10. It's not painful. It's just... It's noise shattering, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, get lecithin.
Lecithin, okay.
Yeah, I'll have all this later on. I'm putting these products that I talk about on my website because I finally had time to put some of these things on there. But right now, you just have to go to the health system. But watch our website over the next couple of months, and you're going to see all these products on there.
How did you get involved in health?
I was sick, you know.
Oh, really?
I was born with polio.
I didn't know that.
And then I had pneumonia when I was a kid a lot. I was a smart kid, but I was sick. So I got in. I got tired. Everybody, you know, when I was working at NASA, I used to have to, we worked on cement floors. I used to get horrible pain in my legs, and I had varicose veins. Well, somebody said, why don't you try vitamin E? Well, I tried vitamin E, and I didn't have these heat treatments two or three times a week. And every varicose vein went away. I have perfect legs now with no varicose veins on them from vitamin E. But I was only 25. I was getting varicose veins. Like, that's not too cool. So each thing in my life, you know, took me to some other step. And then I started working with Dr. Christopher when he got the herb thing going. I ran into the National Health Federation. I spent 20 years with them. And then I started working with Ernest Krebs Sr., who discovered B-15. And because, you know, when you're a scientist going from aerospace, jumping with that integrity over to the health industry, you sort of end up with Pablo Arola. All these guys are my teachers. Dick Gregory. My God, they're all my old friends, you know, and we started the Whole Life Expo back in 1978 in Central Park. It was called the Diet Expo, And all these expos started from that. You know, Arthur Glass, myself, and a bunch of us did that. It was great. You know, so I just kind of got into it. And then I started getting into helping kids in schools and stuff. And I worked for several school systems. Oregon State hired me, the Oregon school system. L.A. hired me, Orchid Union, all these different schools. I went into school systems, and I kept learning more and more and more. And then I got into working with some medical doctors, and I became an assistant in a drug rehab program. So I got to work with, you know, people on PCP, angel dust, and heroin, and cocaine, and all that. So I learned all about that. It's never ending. It's just fascinating.
Let's go to our wild card line. You're on Coast to Coast with Dr. Bell. Hi there.
Yeah, hi, George. Dr. Bell, how you doing?
Great.
I'm calling from Avondale, Pennsylvania, mushroom country.
Yeah.
And I'm calling from WHP. You know, I'm listening on WHP AM 580.
Uh-huh.
Now, what I wanted to ask you was, this is a little off the subject, Dr. Bell. If people die, do they go to another dimension parallel to ours?
Well,
what do you think about that?
Well, but if energy follows thought, and you have to understand the interchange of the personality. Personality, person to person, creates a field. You take three or more people, it creates a summation field. So if one of those persons disincarnates, it goes into that summating field. And that's called the astral plane. And that's what the Egyptians tried to teach us. And beyond that is another plane, you know, the mental plane. So it works that way.
Well,
we got 50 people practicing Catholicism, then Catholicism is going to work for one of the disincarnated. It's not the end result, but it is the next step. And that's what you ask. Well, yeah.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate your phone call. Clock continues to tick. What's on your plate in the future?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, the holographic stuff, the projector is really on the plate. And then I'm also working with a friend of mine who's a nurse right now, and she's very intelligent, and for the last five or six years, she's been hospice working, praying, working with people, and holding their hands when they go to the other side. She's a young woman. So I'm working on some books with her, because a lot of people want to know what it's like to die, and she's a professional.
I'd like to talk with her, Fred. Get her set up on the show when the book's done. I'd like to talk with
her.
Yeah,
I will. I will have her. I will have her on there.
Okay.
Her name is Suzanne McLeod. She's half Scottish and half German, so she'll be on. She'll be hot.
East of the Rockies, welcome to Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, this is Barb.
Hi, Barb.
I'm listening on WIFN in Milwaukee.
Oh, sure thing.
Okay, just along with what you just mentioned, the holographic projector, I have two things. This is the first one. Would regular just crystals like an amethyst cluster on top of a picture of a car or something be kind of a primitive way of manifesting things?
If you put a prayer with it, yeah, it would be a primitive way. But the prayer is the main thing, and these are your amulets, okay? Doesn't work with the sophistication of the technology that we use now, because our technology can actually be demonstrated, but over a period of time with dowsing equipment, for example. So it would be, well, if it works for you, then go for it, you know?
Okay. The second question is, I am acquainted with a couple of the UFO groups around here, including Don Schmidt and Heidi Hollis. She's been interviewed on this show. And I'm having, or I've had, severe problems with implants.
Right.
Is there anything that can make me less susceptible?
One of the first things that I learned to do a long time ago, we make a product called Pirlo, and it's a trace mineral. And it was developed by a person that was getting arthritis, and which was a killer at the turn of the century. And the Indians showed him how, by using a particular red clay in a solution, to get rid of it. But we also found it gets rid of things that are in the body that are alien to it, like implants. It dissolves them. So we have a solution that's actually put together. It tastes like lemonade. It works great. But trace minerals are deficient in the body, and when they're there, these implant things seem to lose their effectivity.
Your website, of course, Dr. Fred Bell. It's paradyne.com, linked up right now
right. With
coasttocoastam.com. Here's that. I'll spell it for people, though, who aren't on the Coast to Coast AM website. It's PYRADYNE.com. Why don't you give us your toll-free phone number again, Fred?
It's 1-800-729-2603.
Okay, we'll have Lex post that right underneath your website.
All right, it'll be earlier.
Rays of truth, crystals of light. So in 30 seconds or less, are we in for a bright future or a rocky one?
Depends on how you look at it.
Oh, great.
If you're pessimistic, I'd say rock.
And if you're, you have a positive attitude, bright.
Well, I always take the positive approach first.
Well, we believe me, you can blaze through this end of days with no problem if you really believe. You have to believe in order to receive. That's my old saying, you know.
Well, very good. Fred, thank you so much.
Hey, thank you for having me on your show. I really enjoyed it.
Appreciate it. That's Dr. Fred Bell. For Steve Carr, Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, the webmaster, Barbara Simpson, and always Art Bell, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. I'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.
Well, that was fun. We will now go on to the next tape and go from there. That was a good interview with George Norrie. If you want to hear the whole thing, go back for the last 2 weeks because it was a 3-hour interview. So anyway, we will take that out and we'll start with Andromeda Intervention into World Affairs by Dr. Fred Bell. I think you'll enjoy this one, too. Lots of fun here we're having today.
Wow, Pasadena. Everybody's spaced out in here. You know why? Because they sit every other opposite seat from each other. You should get up close. Don't be afraid of me. Yeah, that other being is here. You just don't know, but that other being is definitely here. My name is Dr. Fred Bell, and I hang out at Whole Life Expo shows, like this one. And it's been real interesting lecturing up in this auditorium, many years with the National Health Federation and several years with the Whole Life Expo. But one thing has been very consistent, and that is, I think what I've said, and a lot of it has come true. Those of you that have ever listened to The Promise, which was this tape series that we did with 18 hours of audios and an hour of Area 51, and in here, of course, we have a video of the crop circles actually being made, which is kind of cool. But any of you who have ever listened to this, you'll know that after Semyasi left, who I was a contactee of for 19 years, when Semyasi left, she turned me over to the Andromedan group. Now, Semyasi, for those of you who don't know who she is a Pleiadian. And the Pleiadians came here with a certain power, a certain energy field that we all have, but maybe on a different octave than humans. And what they did is they imparted, there is a way, there is a hope, there is a time, and there is a place, and there is motion. But they also imparted heavy science, lots of heavy science they imparted. Some of the people they imparted it to could never bring it to the world. Billy Meyer, for example, he tried, but it wasn't his nature to transmit what he was supposed to do. But it did come out. The science came out. And so in 1989, Semyasi said, after she gave me tools and gave us the world tools to work with in the times that we're entering into now. And I think we could talk about the immune system in a moment, because that is your gateway to your future, your immune system. But what she said, she says, Fred, you know how an aura works. You have a little explosion of electricity in your brain, shoots a few neurons down through 78,000 nerves around your body. There's electricity going through your body because of the explosion of neurons in your brain, creating an aura field, because anybody knows when electricity flows, magnetism happens at right angles. And she said, we've taught you all that, but we have auras. We Pleiadians have auras. We're a little more fine-tuned. We know how to listen to a certain sound to give us eternal life, at least for another 1,000 years. Because we don't listen to the freeways. We don't listen to the jets landing and these kinds of things. And I said, yeah. And I says, what is this leading up to? And she says, well, we can only handle so much auric stench from humans over a certain period of time. All right? What is auric stench? Auric stench reeks from evil or beauty, good or bad. The balance, you have to clothe yourself because you can't be one extreme or the other. So you have to clothe yourself in something in between. And you need to work it towards the higher good or the lower good. Pleiadians have learned that little message, and they live a little longer than we do. What does that mean? Well, if you live a little bit longer, we get 10-year experiences. We get 100 years of 10 little plays, little dramas on the side. That's what we get, right? Pleiadian gets 10 little 100-year dramas on the side. A little more exciting, a little more technology outburst. They know, for example, when one of their offspring or their relatives dies, they identify that person before it's incarnated again, as do the Tibetans identify the Dalai Lama. Brahman science. So they don't have to worry about the hereafter. They don't need religion to prove that, and they live much into vegetation and plants. The thing was, Sannyasi said, we got to go. We can only handle so much of this. Fine. So off they went. So later on in October, November of 1989, I made my first contact with the Andromedans. The Andromedans are a little bit different. They don't have to worry about karma. Karma occurs when two human beings meet and express personality, and it affects a third person. That's karma. If that grows into a nation, that becomes dharma. So you have karma and dharma. But Pleiadians worry about that. Andromedans don't. Strangely enough, Andromedans have a 5,000-year lifespan, a little bit longer than the people in here, and a little bit longer than the Pleiades. And then within that 5,000th year, if they choose in 5 minutes, they can resurrect another body and just continue on. But they do have to rejuvenate all of the cells and subatomic particles down to 5 seed atoms, which you carry into eternity, that exists forever. But that is the talk of another time, getting heavy about the soul. So, what happened? Liara says, well, we're going to talk about politics. I said, oh, shit, I don't really need to know about politics. I fought the federal government when I was in the Air Force because of the cover-up over ETs, created an early out. I fought them at Rockwell when I was working with Wernher von Braun. They killed, trying to stop those 3 guys from dying on the Cape down there in 1967. I was involved in 2 heavy battles with the government. I said, it's not another one. She says, it's not about a battle. It's about what they're going to do to you. In my tape series, this is 1991, she said the world would change. And as the world changed, FEMA would come in. Because out at Area 51, they have this place, these black helicopters, which are run by ad hoc. And you know, when they spray malathion on you and not flies, it's always the black helicopters from a corporation leased out under the name Wintergreen, but it's ad hoc, which is part of FEMA, Federal Emergency Management Act. So she says, first of all, I don't know if you know about what's going on at Los Alamos, but have you noticed the weather's different? I can tell you exactly. I've even read, and it's been published to the public, government reports on why the weather is different. Would you like to know? You remember the sailors, thousands of years ago, always sailed with the trade winds. For thousands of years, sailors would sail across the Atlantic, across the Pacific, with old square riggers. And I don't know if you're a sailor like I am, with modern sailboats where we can almost sail into the wind, but those old square riggers had about a 10-degree attack on the wind, and that was it. They either went this way or they went that way. For thousands of years, the trade winds were set in our society. But then, the government, under the Star Wars, which I worked under that at Autonetics years ago when I worked for Rockwell under the ILAS, which was the earlier laser experiments, which led into the ones now. They put a billion-watt laser, and they shoot it up into the area of the trade winds in the troposphere, and it creates an invisible hydrogen bomb. A billion-watt laser could level the city of Los Angeles just like that if you kept the power up to it. It's that powerful. They have one of those at Los Alamos, and they shoot it up, and they heat up the winds, and they cause it to rain here and do this here. It changes all the trade winds. Even California, right, this year is having a cold spring. Do you agree? Right? So this is what's going on. And she said, this is on purpose because, number one, the secret governments have this plan. We talked before in my lectures about the Haig-Kissinger depopulation policy, which was written up in a LaRoche publication called Executive Intelligence Review, March of 1981, if you want to call Washington, D.C. and get your own copy, where they talked about how Agent Orange, Malathion, was used for population control in Vietnam. The whole war in Vietnam was nothing more than an experiment. If they'd have left General Westmoreland in there, he would have won the war in 6 months. And Ho Chi Minh wasn't even a communist. It was so twisted. But that's what happens when you get involved with a colony that's used, called the French, that's using the Vietnamese as slaves and try to free slavery into your own consciousness. It doesn't work. It was a total misconstrued war. But these are the kinds of things that led up to what happens now, to the beginning of the secret militias that we have. And Liara said we would have floods, fires, and earthquakes in that order. And this was 1991. And then she said you'll have DNA, and you'll begin to understand the DNA. You'll have to learn about DNA, because that's where the answer lies. And then after DNA, we're going to have the militia. And they will come. And then we will come. And we, this was recorded in 1991. It's in the first tapes, if you want to check me out, because it's the truth. So what happens now? In that process, she began to talk about the destruction of the ozone layer and how that would destroy the immune system, how the government introduced in 1960 in Mobile, Alabama, 1 million people were inoculated with cancer to see what cancer did. That was even admitted during the first part of the Clinton administration that they would take care of that, and they apologized to the American public. Should they apologize to the American public right now for the prisoners, as we speak, are being shot with huge amounts of radiation in San Quentin, places like that? Should we talk about that even? The Third Reich never died. It just doesn't become very visible. The Third Reich, when they merged with the Greys, began to get very sneaky. Very sneaky. And you can laugh if you want. Or I can show you a way, when you listen to the headlines, you can tell if it's a NASA sanction, a CIA sanction, an NSA sanction, or just a local press, or a stupidity sanction from one of the sponsors. When you get that clear with what's going on, you can hear a newscast in 5 lines or less know where it's coming from. That clarity is totally available if you want it. Maybe you don't want it. A lot of people, I notice in New Age, don't want to read newspapers. They don't want to know what's going on. They want to go off in their oblivious hell and create their own heavens. But what happens when you're in a world with more people dedicated to greed and truth, as we are now, and the summation of all these auras go up and produce the auras of the nations and the auras of the universe. And suddenly the earth has an aura. And it's very positive, very negative. Right now it's polarized very negative. Why? Because there's more of them out there that disbelieve in what you believe in here than's in here now. And they got more power than you do. They really do. So you got to get cautious. You got to understand what's going on. And I'm not delivering a doomsday lecture. I don't talk about earthquakes. I don't talk about natural disasters. I just say this. When you realize that when the full moon comes up, and in Turkey, the laws are more lenient towards you if you commit a crime, 1,000-year-old laws. They know the full moon changes the surface tension to your body, causes your hormone structure to change. So if somebody walks up and goes, boo, like that, and pokes you, you turn around and say, hi. On one day or another day, you go up, boo, they turn around and slug you, and they're all freaked out. Same motion, same gesture, different reaction. That's the full moon. Hormone management, right? It's about hormone management. You got to learn how to do that, how that works. What's astrology about? Astrology is a secondary seven-level vibration that backs up the initial full moon energy. Remember, if a moon can move the tides of the earth every day, it sure moves a lot of water in a human body, changes consciousness. So these are the kinds of things you got to get in touch with if you want to. But then, now you have the aura of the earth. And this is a bigger picture. It's more important now because the aura of the earth has to deal with the aura of Mars, of Venus, of Neptune, Pluto, Saturn, Jupiter. All those planets have an aura field. You could say they have a magnetic field, and you could say there's an etheric field on a second level, second ether, that's parallel or perpendicular to that, that creates a life force situation, but the fact is they have that. All these planets have that. Some of them have humanities and colonies, like we do, in this dimension, the third dimension, and some of these have colonies in the second ether, not the fourth dimension, but the second ether, another place. That was shown in King Arthur's time, with the difference between Avalon and the normal priest, if you want to study your metaphysics. But knowing these changes come, suddenly all these planets, now realize, here's the Earth, here's the Sun, the solar system, the Moon, and we're moving. We got the Moon going around the Earth, and the Moon and the Earth going around the Sun, but we got the Sun and the solar system going around the Pleiades every 26,827.5 years. If you were to take the Great Pyramid in Egypt and count the number of inches around it, 25,827.5 inches. So somebody knew something about geometry. If you look at the top of the pyramid, it has these sides, these angles. It's a 52-degree angle, and if you were to make an imaginary spiral of a thousandth of an inch and spiral down this pyramid, you would define a mathematical order called phi, which means Fibonacci. It shows that a rose in that series will grow with numerology, the fact that there's two petals on one circuit, and then the next level is three, and those two and three become five, and the next becomes a three and a five, eight. Eight and five becomes a 13. The natural order of growth defined as you go down the walls of the pyramid. The pyramid exists in your body as oxygen, hydrogen, nitrogen, and carbon. And every one of you has carbon as your central frequency. Your blood, your red blood cell, the iron atoms, the heart of your red blood cells, hemoglobin, is carrying life force, prana, through blood, through your entire brain, through the shape of the pyramid. Outside stress, outside anger, and these things distort the shape of the pyramid. When this happens, your body systems fall apart, and you lose your consciousness. Your consciousness is coming right up into your most waking second from the immune system of your body and other systems in your body preceding the immune system. And if you were to say vitamin B3 helps get rid of smoking and put that on a label, which it does because it's niacin and it substitutes nicotine, or if you were to say the DHEA in the proper form extends a life 33%, you'd go right to jail from the FDA, wouldn't you? It's exactly how the system is calibrated, and you cannot listen to a word it says, and you have to completely violate everything that goes on. Now, as we move around the Pleiades, it takes approximately, as we've said, 26,000 years. We have 2,000-year cycles called the field of astrology, of which we're coming from the sign of Pisces, which says the souls of Pisces, not astrological sign of an individual, but as the race. As that comes in, those people were believers. They believed in God. They believed in the hereafter. So they built religions and great big idols to structure their belief systems up, and huge religions which perpetuate today. But all of a sudden, what they didn't calculate on, here comes another arraignment of souls. Now Aquarian souls. They've been out there screwing around for who knows how many thousands of years. And they were believers once upon a time, a long time ago. But now they're coming back, and guess what? They're knowers. They really know what's going on. They've played this game before, and they're dropping in to make things right. Well, that's starting to happen. But when that starts to happen, if you don't realize what's going on that side, you're not going to realize what's going on this side, and you're going to get caught like most people are in between what I call New Age snoozers. Okay, that's the best way I could explain that. You know, let's go down to the Whole Life Expo and see what's different and get one of those, because it's going to help a hell of a lot. because nothing else has done anything more than prolong with the inevitable. Well, I began to talk about the immune systems. And at the same time I start talking about the immune systems, I also last year mentioned, case in point, the Ebola would be coming. It's on its way. I said it would be here by 95. It's here. It's on our shores as we speak. It's being covered up. I also said last year in this room that the government would say it came from Peru because we're clearing the rainforest. Another lame experience like they created at Langley when they married the cattle Vishnu and the sheep bovine virus together and created AIDS in 1978 and injected 2,000 homosexuals in San Francisco and killed them all. So I know the game. I work for the government. I talk to the CIA. I talk to them at least twice a year, even now. I know a little bit. And they're even nervous about the new stuff because they do a lot of research in the immune systems, and we do too. I have worked so hard on this. And let me tell you something. Yes, I have the technology to do time travel. I'm working with a guy up in Arizona, the University of Colorado, who's working on a new hovering spaceship engine. But that's a waste of time because it doesn't solve anything. It creates problems. Our problem is too much technology already in the wrong hands. So I make my lectures very boring and talk about nutrition. In my workshops, I teach you about nutrition. I show you how to deal with the carbon atom in your body, how to make your lives more worthwhile if you want to do that. We have got our systems down so well that people don't even get a sore throat or a runny nose within the period of 365 days. They do not get sick anymore, and I'm proud to say that the system that we have developed is working. Now, the next thing, as we move in to the Ebola is a virus that responds to no antibiotics. Why? Because man has taken and abused antibiotics for so long that there are so many viruses that fool antibiotics, which were never interfered with or affected by antibiotics in the first place. So we're using natural formulas. We're working on a new formula now, which uses silver crystals and colloid solution, along with some very ancient herbs. And it worked on me, and I've had a prostate problem because I'm an older person for 5 years. Guess what? I go to bed now and sleep all night. And that means something to the older people. But it tells you you can rejuvenate your body without the use of drugs. I went to 5 specialists, and all they could do is give me more drugs and examinations. And I got so sore from bending over. Let me tell you. I've been there. I've paid my dues. But when you realize that silver works with chromium, which is another up-and-coming nutrient in our society now, chromium picolinate, when you realize it reverses the flaw of what goes on when the government uses ELF, extremely low frequency, or other vibrations that upset your system. You see, when your body takes protein, amino acids to make protein, it makes hormones. That's your consciousness. But if you screw around with the amino acids with vibrations like ELF, it'll make some really interesting proteins, and you'll have some damn interesting hormones, let me tell you. Instead of when you breathe negative ions, you might want to go out and commit a gang shooting or something, or blow some goddamn church up. You know, it's like that, and that's what's happening. There's more and more of it. It's not because we're bigger. It's not because communication is less. It's the split, and it's going to go out of control. Do you know why? How many of you heard of the photon belt? I'll bet you none of you in here know what it is. And I bet you all think you have an idea. Well, I haven't got a clue in hell what it is, but I'll tell you what I've learned about it. First of all, photon is self-illuminating. It's astral light, photon. Photon is an electromagnetic vibration so fast that it emanates off the astral plane without energy and boom, illuminates it. That's where you go to sleep at night, isn't it? Going to sleep at night, that's dream. Let's get out of here. You're not going anywhere in your dreams now. Not at all. How can you go anywhere in your dreams when the Earth's energy is so negative to the solar system that half the time when it lines up with everything, it shoots an energy down into the sun, which creates a solar flare. The solar flare bombards through all planes, causes people to go crazy on full moon days, and creates earthquakes. Got a lot of flack to deal with when you get deep down into what's going on inside. So it becomes very important to understand, yes, we are merging with our dreams. Now, how many of you ever thought about it? If you didn't wake up in the morning, you could go to sleep and have this negative or positive dream, whichever, and you can wake up and you can't get out of it. It's like, hey, I just went to sleep. I know I'm dreaming, but I can't get out of it now. I'm here. Now what do you do? You pinch yourself, and you still stay there. Do you understand that's where we're going? Do you understand that? That's where we're going. Get ready. You asked for it. This is part of the revolution around the police. The knowers are here. Boy, let me tell you what comes after them are the gods, as you would call them. And these are people called the Andromedans, which do things like divine intervention. But divine intervention is not angels helping out humans. No. If anything, it just speeds up their cause a little bit. Whichever direction they're going on, now you got the afterburner on. Go for it. Just hope you point yourself in the right direction. And so we educate in our seminars, and I'll go into the one I do tomorrow, what this is all about. It's very important to understand what the hell is really going on if you want to. Now here's the dilemma that's going on. This is the real killer. This is the pickle in the barrel, okay? If the astral plane is crashing into the mental plane, what's the next plane up? Does anybody know? The mental plane. Mental plane. Let me clarify this. Physical plane has 7 sublevels: solid, liquid, gas, ionic, and 3 etheric states. Okay? Physical plane. Second, they're called ethers. Ethers are like where Saint Germain might be right now, or one of the long, you know, 1,000-year-old masters. Second ether, still on physical plane. You go up to the astral plane, that's where you dream at night. Beyond that's where your thoughts come from. The mental plane. But it's not on 7 levels. It's split in half. The lower part is called the Rupa plane, and the higher part is called the Arupa plane. The lower part is lower logic. When it expresses itself through the human kingdom, it becomes a logical decision to produce right or wrong. Good or bad, a major crime, major healing, okay? But it's done with logic. Now, if the astral plane crashes down into the physical, would it not be logical for the mental plane to start crashing down on the astral? And that's exactly what's happening. So that means when you're wide awake, the mental plane takes over in your brain, and suddenly you have to jump in a tank and drive down a freeway in San Diego, or you get an urge to blow up a federal building, and that will continue, and it will become more and more random, and you haven't even seen the cover on the cake. Okay? Because the higher mental plane is spontaneous. The lower is logic. The logic would say, yeah, I'm in the militia. I couldn't take on the federal government. We only got 10,000 guys. They got millions. But if they come from the illogical rationale, they'll do it in a heartbeat. And that will totally destroy the political system, and it'll go down in front of your eyes. It's already happening, as I laid it out, as you can exist. You know, it's very interesting what goes on. So what you need to do is just kind of sidestep it, you know. If you see the goddamn tank coming down the freeway, just jump over here. And if the bomb is ticking, just go in the other direction. But a lot of people can't do that. They freeze up. Oh, my God. They jump right in front of the damn thing, you know. It's too much, you know, too many hot dogs. Too much sodium nitrate. He went to a Japanese restaurant or a Chinese restaurant, got a lot of MSG in his food last night. Call it what you want. It's happening. So we show you things. Now what I'd like to do is demonstrate something here. One of the Pleiadian items, so that you can see how it works. And we'll just give you a little poison fun. So can I get one person up here on the stage? Come on up. That was a fast hand. Radical looking hat he's got on too. Man. No shoes. I like this. I should just get naked on the stage. A volunteer on top of that. This guy is way out. He's way out there. Oh hell, don't come here. You can have the truth now. I don't know what it is. I have no clue in hell what that is. I just know how to stay alive and watch it all, you know. I got this ringside seat to the universe somehow. Okay, we're going to do a little muscle testing. What's your name, by the way? James. Cool. Now put your arm out here. Straight out. Okay. Make a fist. Now, when I push down, don't let me. Resist. See how strong you are. Come on, James. Resist. Come on.
Okay.
Resist. Oh, is that it? I'm kind of weak. Okay, hang on a second. Let's make it worse. I know. Neither are the mindless. But here, I know they do. That's what you're doing right now. Okay. So if you're using them, just go ahead and start breathing that glue. It's a good glue. It's got all the skeletons and shit on the front. It's really bad news. But go ahead. Now, make a fist. Now, stick it up in your nose.
Oh, no. I stick that up
in my nose. A little closer. Just trust me. I won't kill you right away. Now, resist. Resist. Is that it? Nothing now, is there? Using one finger. Okay, relax. There goes the glue.
all over your sock. Now you walk around your house tonight, and your house will be an amazing odor. Put that on now. This is really cool. I like doing this.
Oh, I like this. Is what I got.
You don't even know what it is. Now breathe the glue.
Breathe the glue.
Yeah. Put your arm back out. Make a fist. Now resist. Let's see what you can do. No. Keep it that same way. Now resist. 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 That's it. Resist. That's very good. That's very good. It's better. Hey, what an improvement. Did you like that?
Well, I got a little power somewhere.
I like a point blank statement. You know,
I don't know where it came from, but I was.
It came from you. You're just so used to having the shit locked up inside of you. Mm-hmm. You just get a chance to express yourself. You don't have no idea where you're coming from. Get used to it. It's better than being in the hospital.
What
All right, thanks,
that,
James.
What is that?
It's called a nuclear receptor.
Can I buy one of these things?
Yeah, you can get those.
How much is it?
Oh, that's a lot. Go sit down. I'll tell you about it. Thanks. Let me tell you something. I've been a doctor for a while, and he was a mess. We fixed him up, but we tuned him real quick. Most people are like an instrument out of tune, though. It's really true. It's amazing. You know, what goes on. You guys have any questions out there before they kick me out? I've gone my 30 minutes. Any questions? You must have. Do what? Oh, you want to channel into an entity, your higher self, to give you an idea that you already had? That's what it is. It's no problem. You have to, what? Yeah, hang on. It's real quick.
Well, that was good timing. So we will start with a new informative session next week. You guys have a great evening this wonderful last night of July.